This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Tis the season for campaigning and a kickoff event coming up January 19th. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So, talk about this. 2024 just underway, an election year, and a lot going on. And you and a group of local lawmakers kind of kicking things off in a few weeks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's amazing when you're running for House seat, you only get 2 years. So you're basically campaigning pretty much all the time for most of that time when you're not in session. So, yeah, I actually my campaign manager thought it'd be a good idea to do a kickoff event and have myself and Christine Goodwin, Court Boyce, and David Brock-Smith all together in one event so that people that aren't familiar with us get a chance to kind of have some conversation and maybe ask a few questions. And just generally get together and have a fun night.
And when and where?
So it will be at Melrose Vineyards, and it will be January 19th. It starts at 6 o'clock. There's no fee to get in. There will be beverages, beer and wine. Looking Glass Brewery will be selling beer. Melrose will have wine, and there will be some light hors d'oeuvres that we're paying for. It's kind of a fundraiser, so we're hoping people will show up and donate to the campaigns and help us kick this thing off.
So a little more casual environment. Sometimes people are reluctant to go to big formal events, so maybe this is a kind of a way in to start a conversation with some of you.
Yeah, it'll be very informal. We don't really have a sit-down dinner involved in this, and there's no big fee to go to it. This is just really a chance for us to get in front of the public and the public to get to know who all of us are. We also have some guest appearances by Dan Loomis. He'll be there as well because he's also campaigning. We have, I believe, Sheriff Hannon will be there. We should have our commissioners all there as well. I think it's going to be a fun time, and everybody will have a good chance to get together with folks they don't normally get to talk to every day.
What do you look forward to in a campaign?
Well, the best part of a campaign is when it's over. But I actually look forward to getting out in front of people. I enjoy the public. I enjoy the people the conversation. We have some great conversations at some of the events that I do. I'll have several events going on throughout the year. And I just, you know, it's just nice to get a chance to speak with people. They get a chance to tell you how they feel and what they're looking for. Because ultimately, when I go to Salem, I'm there because the folks here want me to be there to represent them. And really, that's what I do.
And as you look back, having been in office for a few years now, what's maybe the most surprising thing about being a state representative?
Well, I think probably the most surprising thing for me was that I thought I knew a lot more than I did. And when I got there, I found out I didn't know nearly as much as what I thought. And I had a lot of intentions of being able to cross party lines and work with the other side. And I think to a degree, myself and a lot of us did that. But there's a point where the standards for whether you're, depending on which side of the political fence you're on, you just can't cross those lines. And I think I'm surprised at how unwilling the majority party in Oregon is to work with the minority party at the expense of the folks that in rural Oregon.
Now, you have the short session coming up. That starts right at the beginning of next month, correct?
Yeah, I believe it's February 5th, I think, and it's a 35-day session.
So, obviously, more limitations there. Any sense of the direction as to what leadership on either side of the aisle is going to want to push for?
Yeah, so we each get two bills apiece, so there's a lot shorter session. There will be a lot of committee hearings, and I think a lot more will get done. I think that Measure 110 will be a big issue, and it's going to be, it will be at the forefront of this entire session. But I think what you're going to see is, I don't think you're going to see a lot of controversial bills this time around. There's a lot of folks running on the Democrat ticket that are looking for higher offices, such as Secretary of State and Attorney General. And I think you're going to see, some of those folks are coming out of the House. And I believe you're going to see not a lot of controversial bills come through. We've been told that, so I think that's the case.
While you're in the House, the Senate, a different story in some ways. with the senators that were not there for part of the session. How is that all playing out?
Yeah, so far it hasn't worked out in their favor, and I don't know what the final outcome is going to be. I believe it's been appealed again, but Measure 113 blocked them from running, and they, of course, challenged it in court, and I think the first round of challenges they didn't win. So I think you're going to see some folks from the House run for Senate spots. Christine Goodwin is one of them. She's running against Art Robinson's. Right now she's running against Art if Art chooses to run. There's others from the House that are going to be running for the Senate spots, and then you're going to see some freshmen come back into the Senate. And it's going to be a really interesting year. We're going to have a lot of freshmen, and I won't be the freshman anymore.
It seems like this could change some of the dynamics with so much turnover.
It can. I'm a little worried about the supermajority in the Senate. I think we can hold our House seats. I hope we can add to that. That's our goal in campaigning. But I'm a little worried about the Senate. We may lose a seat there. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the Bend area with Canope. I know he's not going to be able to run again, and that redistricting has flipped the numbers there. So I don't know what that's going to look like yet.
Do you see any potential for seats the Republicans could gain?
I do. In the House, there are some fairly, we only lost taking over control of the House by 4,500 votes. People don't realize that, but 4,500 votes in this state, we would have had the majority. We'd have 31 people in the House. There were some races that were won by literally hundreds of votes, some of them less than 100 votes, and I think that those are all being challenged again, and I think there's a good chance we can flip a couple seats. I'd like to see us flip three.
What about your two bills? What are you hoping to see happen?
So my bills are fairly non-confrontational, so to speak. I have a bill for I'm addressing the abandoned motorhome issue that we have locally here. Hopefully that bill will get heard in committee. I think it will. There's also a tow bill that I'm working on. Roseburg Towing actually asked me to work on some stuff for them, and I think they're both good bills. They're going to go through. One's going to go through transportation, most likely. We'll see how they if they get a hearing in the in committee. Hopefully, they will.
Any curveballs you think may get thrown during the short session?
Yeah, there's some insurance bills that failed to make it out in the long session, and I'm hoping that they don't come back. But there's a chance they might. You could see a raise in your insurance bills if those happen.
As we look ahead at the election year, a lot of people have already announced that they're running. What's your sense, though, of other races that folks may jump into before the filing deadline?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think one thing a lot of folks want to jump in, and they don't really realize the sacrifice it takes to actually, if you actually win that spot. It takes a lot of time to be a state rep or a senator, and a lot of commitment and a lot of money, frankly. We spend a lot of our own money on the positions so we can appear at events and we can do things for others. I don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully we don't have too many people jump in, but I'm sure there's going to be a few more still coming.
And what about those statewide offices? How do you see that playing out?
Statewide offices for, are you talking about for the House and Senate or?
Well, no, some of the, I think you've got, is it Attorney General?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if Attorney General, we have our Speaker of the House, Dan Rayfield's running. He's a Democrat. He's running for that position. But Will Lathrop is a Republican, very conservative, great guy. He's challenging him for that spot as well. I think it's going to be a tough race, and I think it'll be a tough race for Will because he's in the minority party. But I think it's going to keep Dan from getting into controversial things for the short session. I think you're going to see the short session be a lot smoother than the long session was. This last year. So,
and again, remind folks about the this event coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, January 19th, 6 p.m. at Melrose Vineyard, and it is open to everybody. Please show up, come and enjoy some time. We'll probably spend a couple hours introducing ourselves, and we'll be available for questions and have a beverage, and we're providing the snacks.
And people need to sign up in advance?
We like them to, but not necessarily.
And if they wanted to do that, where do they connect?
It is on our Facebook, our social media Facebook account. You can go on there and you can click that you're coming, and that would be probably the easiest way to do that, or email us either way, and our email is pretty widely available.
All right, State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Take care.
8:41 at the Morning Report.